Thank you, church. It was a wonderful weekend. As we started last week, focus on Jesus. Today is part two, focus on Jesus. Very simple, straightforward topic. Let's say it together, focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. Our text was taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2, in amplified version of the scripture, looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of faith, the first incentive for our belief, and the one who brings our faith to maturity. Who, for the joy of accomplishing the goal, set therefore before him, endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. If you were not here last week, I want to encourage you so that you will flow together. By the time you are listening again to the sermon last week, focus on Jesus. And this is part two of it. Last week we talked about what focus simply means. It means that to set your concentration to look steadily and intently on Jesus, taking him by his word. Taking him by his word. Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. That is why it should be the center of our focus. He is the perfecter, the author and the perfecter. And we were saying that without Jesus, there is no faith. Everybody say it. Without Jesus, no Jesus, no faith. That is just what it means. Without Jesus, there is no faith. He came, and then faith exists. Jesus came, and he changed the order, the requirement of the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the requirement for you to receive from God, really, you have things to do. That is why you will see in the scripture and the commandment, the law of Moses, and in the entire Old Testament, you will see, for you to receive from God, you have to do this. And unfortunately, that is why a lot of churches are still observing the Old Testament requirement of receiving from God, thinking they have to earn what they can receive from God. They have to deserve it. They have to work for it. But when Jesus came, he changed the order. He was able to change the order because he gave his life. And he shed the blood. Without the shedding of blood, no remission of sin. Because Jesus came, he shed the blood, that made him qualify to nullify the Old Testament requirement of the process of receiving from God. Because then, if you don't do this, you cannot do this. That is why you will see all the blessings that was pronounced in the book of Deuteronomy. If you, then this will now happen. But thank God for Jesus. He brought faith and grace. He brought faith and grace. He brought faith and grace. Now we are entitled to what we do not work for. And now all it takes for us to receive from God is to believe what Jesus did. Regardless of your color. You believe on what Jesus did. You stand on what you know he did for you, then you begin to see the realization, the fulfillment of that word. That is why Jesus is the author, that is the beginner. He started the faith. He is the faith himself. And he's the only one that can perfect your faith. He's the only one that can bring your faith to a level of maturity. In Christ, we are able to see God and know him for who he is. It is the grace that Jesus brought that empowers our faith through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we'll be able to relate with God. We'll be able to flow in what he has said about us. We'll be able to enjoy all that Christ brought. Then it will be able to, you will be able to do according to his will. Everything will just begin to flow naturally. You will see yourself not sweating to love. You will see yourself not sweating to live a holy life. You are not making it happen because you cannot do it. Our iniquity was removed from us and put onto Jesus. And Jesus said in the last word, he said, it is finished. And you focusing on that word, you know you have relationship with God. Because Jesus said, what? It is finished. Praise the Lord. When you don't believe on what Jesus did, then you will make effort to please God. And guess what happened? Failure. Because you will try for 1 hour. And then you will see yourself not being able to meet up, to catch up, to blend, to flow, to accomplish, to do it. I can do all things through what? That is the source of your power. That is the source of your ability. The source of your enablement. The source of your everything is the one that gives you the strength. That is why you'll be amazed yourself. Sometimes when you're looking at yourself in your house, wow. I can't believe the way I responded to that woman. Have you found yourself like that? That you know naturally before you can you have answers for everything. You will give it to them. And they know you. That you don't think twice. You don't think twice before it comes out. Oh, the right one for them. But now when it comes, and the Spirit of God in you, inspiring you to smile. You are not making it up. It's not him. It is just flowing. The real one, the joy within you, flow out to someone that is expecting something different. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. When we stop living on our own effort, we begin to enjoy our Christian life. Because you will see that it is not your life anymore. It is not you that is living anymore. You are a dead person. If I tell you now to tell your neighbor that you are sitting with a dead person, some people will not understand what that means. By the time you know, next Sunday they will watch you well, know where you are. And that man said something last Sunday. I'm not too sure what that means. Let me sit somewhere else. A dead person doesn't respond anymore to anything that is going on around them. And that is why we don't respond to situation, we respond to his word. Because we have been dead to this world, but we are alive to his word. That is why what moves you to act, to do, is the word of God, not the situation. You, as a child of God, you don't move, you don't act because of the situation. You are dead to it. It doesn't bother you no more. It doesn't thrill you no more. He greet me. He didn't greet me. You don't even remember.
You are still giving. You are still laughing. You are still enjoying. People are calling your attention. Did you see? Did you see what? You didn't see. You are a dead man. What you are alive to is the instruction that is coming, the world that is coming. That is what you are alive to. You are acting according to the word, not according to the world. Praise the Lord. And I showed us last week about a man in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 3. We're not going there, but I'm just telling you, giving you a recap of what happened last week. This man was born lame. Always bring him to the entrance of this temple called Beautiful, but his life was never beautiful. His life was never beautiful. It depends on people every time to bring him and to take him. And guess what? All he was there for was to collect coins from people. See that kind of life? Coins. Begging for coins. But one day, he met Jesus. And his expectation was changed. His life was changed. The Bible says, Peter and John said to him, we don't have silver and gold that you're expecting, but we have something. In Jesus' name, rise up and walk. My Bible says that day, for the first time, this man entered. Can you believe that? He didn't know what's going on. When you see a life, a crippled life, they just hear, they just see, they don't experience it. They just see people flourishing. They just hear people testifying. They just see people moving on. They just see people accomplishing. They just see people achieving. But they never experience it themselves. That is a life that cannot focus on Jesus. You cannot achieve. A lot of people today quoting the word, declaring the word, I decree and declare, but what they decree and declare never happened to them because it is just declaring there is no focus. What is that focus? Let me tell you today, that focus simply means believing on what you've heard. Isn't that funny that it is much more easier for us to call a taxi, somebody you never met in your life. You call a Uber and you give them where you are going. And when the vehicle comes, what do? You enter. Right? You enter. Have you met the man before? No. Do you know his family? No. You had no clue about them. You don't know them. But you believe that I am going to so-so-so address, and you believe that the man will take you there. Do you know what some of us even do? Right there, you even take a nap. Are you laughing? You mean you never took a nap in a taxi before? Those of us from Nigeria, before you get to your bus stop, don't you sleep? Of course. You close your eyes more. You believe that this man is taking me to where I'm going. But it's hard for us to believe God. It's hard for us. We sing it. We quote it. But it is not settled. It is not settled. We react to what, after singing it and quoting it and reading it 21 times and all those story drama, we now begin to respond to the environment again. This man focused when he said, look at us. That was the word. And he believed that these people that asked me to look at them, they have something better. The Bible says, if focus on them, you've heard the word of God for your situation. Faith comes by hearing. Faith simply means, thus saith the Lord. That is faith. Anything that God said, that is faith. Our focus is supposed to be on it, believing it, regardless of what's going on, even if the what we can see is saying the opposite of what God said, but because we know Him. And Jesus is the Word of God. We read it last week. That day, that man entered the temple. He was jumping. He was walking. And the Bible says he was praising God. See what focus can do. He was praising God. Our lives should be full of praise when we stay focused on God. Today, I'm going to round it up by taking us through the book of Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, and there is a short video that I want us to see as we proceed in this. Matthew chapter 14. Please have the video right after I read verse 30 of the book of Matthew chapter 14. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. Now sit back and watch this video, then we'll proceed from there. You will understand fully and much clearer that scripture we just read. He saw the strong wind and the waves. He was terrified and began to sink. Disciples saw Jesus walking on the water. But because they were focusing on the strength of the wind, they couldn't recognize Jesus. It will be impossible for you and I, brethren, when we're focusing on our situation, when we're focusing on our circumstances, when we're focusing on what we are going through and the noise going on around us, we will lose the strength, the efficacy, the power of the Word of God that we have. You cannot focus on two things at the same time. His word is yea and amen. And the Bible says that he is the same yesterday and forever. So when he said it, the word that you have heard, the covenant you know God has for your life, that is the basis of your faith that you should hold on to. The noise will come, trust me. The enemy will do everything he could do to weaken the source of our belief. The moment Peter saw Jesus coming, he knew him as the master. He said, ask me to come. And you heard the word came, come. Everybody say, come. That was the word that Peter heard. That is why it's important for you to know what you heard. If you haven't heard anything, there is no faith. There is nothing to believe in. For every situation that we found ourselves, brethren, there is the word for it. There is the word for it. And that is why we must seek him in order to get the word for the situation that we are, so that we will have strength to walk on it. Otherwise, situation will come and it can destroy us. When you found yourself in a situation, it's not the time to begin to cry and be calling your grandmother, your great-grandmother, be talking of how long you have believed, what you have done for God. God wants us to be smart. Those who know their God shall be what? shall be strong and do exploit. When you see a child, that your child that's supposed to, is hungry, a 10-year-old boy is hungry and began to cry. 10-year-old boy. You as a parent, would that give you joy? There is food on the table and the boy is crying. And you say, what happened to you?
I'm hungry. Daddy, I'm hungry. I'm seriously hungry.
Really? Where we came from? If a child behaved like that, you are hungry. That is why you are crying and drooling. The boy will get it. Very well. We get it. As a child of God, you have everything that you need in Christ, because Christ is the fullness of God. Everything about God is in Christ. You have Him, you have access. We talked about it before. You have access. And you take it. You possess your possession. You don't cry. What will you tell the boy? Get up and eat. God wants us to act. Peter heard the word immediately. Immediately, the power in the world came upon Peter. And he began to do what? Walk. He began to walk. Praise God. I have faith means I have the word. Let me put it like that for us. When you say, do you have faith? Do you have faith? Yes, I have faith. I have faith. It simply means I have the word. So if you don't have the word, you don't have faith. What do you believe? What faith you have? So you need to understand your relationship with God. Faith comes by hearing. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes from hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message concerning Christ. So it's not story. So faith is not, okay, this is your situation. Let me tell you, it happened to one of my uncle's brother's sister. You know, that is not faith. Faith is not going to come from there. Faith will come when you found yourself in that situation and you receive the word. The word comes, your eyes is open. It click. The moment the word comes, your spirit appreciates it. It is called revelational knowledge. Your eyes is open to that word. You've heard it before, you've read it before, but at that moment, it comes with a meaning, a deeper meaning to what immediately you have that, you receive it. You believe it. You appreciate it. So hearing is important in order to have faith, because hearing will lead to faith, and faith leads to action. Let me say it again. Hearing results to faith, and faith results to action. This is the sequence, and that is how you will see the reward. The three must be met. Hearing, believing, act. Hearing, believing, act. A lot of time we hear, we believe, we don't do the last part. The last part must be done. The moment Peter heard the word, he believed. And you see what he did from the video? He stepped out. What is holding you back really is the last part. That is why you haven't experienced what you should experience. Because God is waiting for you to now act. That is to take the step. Faith without works is dead. So it means if you say you believe, you heard you believe, then there is no work that goes with it. Work simply means it's not anything that you have to do to make it happen. It's to believe and do what you've heard. That's just it. So it is not about you. Okay, God, what do I have to do? What do I have to do now? Do I have to do this? Listen, I believe in fasting. I believe in prayer. I believe in night vigil. I do all that as I'm able to. Most of you really do it more than me, to be honest with you. But when you are being prompted by the word and you go with it, it's different from when you think, let me do this so God can do this. You are operating in the Old Testament requirement. You are operating in the, when you believe that it will not, you can't get this thing until, let me quickly do this and do this and do this. Now, when you hear the word and the word said yes, you do it. And then you will see. But a lot of times, we want to do it ourselves. Some we even think that, no, 3 days will not move God. Let me do 7 days. Even with the 7 days, let me wake up every 1 o'clock in the morning and pray and stay up for 5 hours. And you are working in the morning. You're going to work. And you have to do it 3 days, 7 days, 21 days. Very good. And you are going to work. You are struggling behind the wheel. You are struggling to function at work. And they're paying you because you want God to work. When you check these lives, you see that they go in a circle. Nothing really happens just because they are doing it themselves. But when you see a man full of the grace of God, all you have to do is to believe the word and rest and watch God doing. Rest and watch God doing. But you must act. Peter began to walk. He was not able to walk. He wasn't walking just because he believed in himself, or not because the wind was not strong. He was walking because he heard the word from Jesus, come. And he focused on that word. But the moment Peter see himself walking, praise God, the moment he realized, began to look at himself, that I am walking. A man of blood and flesh was walking on the water because he believed the word of God. You and I can operate and operate and operate in the supernatural level when we focus on the word. It is not about us anymore, because you are a man. You eat. You sleep. You do stuff like man. But because at the time he was focusing on the word, he saw Jesus. But the moment he now began to listen to the noise, the strength of the wind, he paid attention to distraction. And see what happened? He lost the strength. Then he became natural man back. A natural mind cannot walk with God. Brethren, do not pay attention to the strength of the wind, but focus on the maker of the wind. I'm telling you, focus on the maker, the creator of the wind. The creator of the wind asks you to come, and the wind rise up and was giving you noise. Who do you listen to? The strength of the wind or the creator of the wind? The greater one is in you. That is why you can do all things. And people will look at you like, man, he's a man like me. You are a man like them, but you are a man of the world. Let me shock you. The person to be afraid is not a prayerful person. He's the man of the world. Because somebody pray, you always pray. Always pray, 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 pray. Always pray and pray and pray. Doesn't mean now they are the terror. Fear the man of the world. A man that stands on the word of God. A man that holds on to the word of God. Because you can be praying and not believing the word. Yeah. You can be praying without believing the word. You are just a Pharisee. 5 hours today. 3 hours tomorrow. And people are watching you. That man always pray. Even in the office, they know you. You always do this. Okay, bring the folder. Yes. My friend, something wrong with you. I'm telling you the honest truth. Because really, that is ignorance. To be honest with you, that is really ignorance. When you believe, do you make noise? It settles. It settles in you. And the evidence is what you are doing. What comes out of you. It's not what you are making people to believe about you. A lot of Christians today, they are full of this spiritual 419. They're just deceiving people. They're deceiving people, making people to just believe how spiritual they are, how terrible they can be, how fearful they must be. Don't you respect me? I pray a lot. I'm a prayerful person. I'm a prayer warrior. You are a prayer warrior. You have no basis, no strength. The strength for Peter to walk on the water, he was not praying at that time. He heard and he acted. He heard and he acted. When Jesus asked him to come, he didn't start right there. That, Lord, in Jesus' name, you have asked me to come. I'm going in your name. In the name of the Lord of hosts, I am going to, my friend, he will be right there. And nothing will happen. Peter did not stay right there. You've heard the word. Stop praying. Get up and act. Get up and act. You've heard. If he wants you to pray, he will now direct you on what to pray about. Because you don't even know how to pray. You think you know how to pray? We don't know how to pray. Prayer warrior. It's a title that a lot of people just want to have so that they scare people, they intimidate people. Prayer warrior. Prayer warrior. Call yourself, I'm a man of the word. I'm a man of the word. Then you are prayer warrior, a man of the word. You are everything inside it. Because when you have the word, you have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, that's just, when you have the word, you are not an ordinary. You will defeat the law of nature, just like what Peter did. Praise God. The word of God has no respect for policies and procedures, for law of nature. He is the God himself. He can go against it. He can go against it. And nobody can sue him. Nobody will take him to court. The law of nature is anything that is heavy goes down. Right? But Peter was walking on the water. Water. The sea. Because the moment he heard the word, the sea heard the word of God and obeyed. The strength of the sea cannot overcome the power of the word. So I don't want you to look at your situation as being terrible. I don't want you to look at any circumstances around you as being powerful than the word. Guess what? The word has been in the beginning before anything was. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word. Tell that situation, have you been in the beginning? If the situation cannot confirm that they have been in the beginning before the world, it means that is failure. You will tell that situation, then you cannot defeat me because I believe in the Word that has been in the beginning of the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Since you have never been in the beginning, then you cannot stand me because this is not me. The life that I live, it is not my life. It's the life of the Word that has been in the beginning. I'm telling you, if you know some of these things, you will not sweat. Matter of fact, you will take your chair. You will put table right here. Cross your feet. Put your feet on it. Let them give you culata drink. Drink it and be sipping it, watching that situation dramatizing, changing color, moving higher, moving low, whatever. Keep on watching. Watching video. You will settled because you have the Word. You don't have to move. You don't have to panic because it is done. It is done. Many a times God wants us to relax and settled and chill. You know God likes us to chill. Oh man, what a wonderful Father. All this pressure, sweating, looking, you will see some people, Christians, they look so, whoa. It's like the whole world is on them. Why are you carrying it? When he said, give it to me, let me carry it. No, God, it's too heavy. Let me take it. It's too heavy. You don't know how long I've been going through this. You're telling God he doesn't know how long you've been, then you. That is a terrible life. Terrible indeed. I want to challenge us today with the life of Peter walking on the water. And as soon as he shifted his focus, then situation changed. The word that we receive is life itself. John chapter 6, verse 63, a New Living Translation. John chapter 6. Verse 63, the Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes. Let's read it together, Brendan. Look up. Let's read it. Let's go. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. Will you go home now and sit back and cross your leg and make younger in the Lord? Make your boast in the Lord look good. When you begin to rest on His word, you will see how beautiful you are. I'm telling you. You will see how handsome God made you. Because all those things that is distracting us is preventing the beauty in us and on us to reflect. You're thinking you're getting old. No, you're not getting old. He is the strength of your life. You cannot be getting old. We don't get old. I know some people really, they will tell you they are 95 years old. You know, I've been alive and I've been doing it. It's good to let people know how old. But that's not your boast. I'm telling you. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Look good. Look younger. God wants us to. I'm telling you, it's a way of evangelism. Matter of fact, best way of evangelism, your lifestyle. Your lifestyle. My lifetime, I will give God my life. And I want you to think as you are singing that song. Sing it with boldness. My lifetime. I will give God my. Oh yes, if I give God my. Now watch that. Watch it. What you are saying next. He will take care of me. Oh yes, He will never, never. He will never let you down. See, as a man of the word, you may not have details about the situation, but you know you're coming out of it. You won't even look for details because that doesn't concern you. A natural man will try to find time to think how it's going to work out. You are going by come, and you are coming. What will keep you walking? Walking means living a fulfilled life. That is the meaning of walking. We see last week, Peter told the man, walk and keep on walking. Did you notice that? Those are two different things. Walk and keep on walking. When you keep focusing on the word, it is not a one-time miracle. Your entire life is miracle itself. Yes. It's like one thing after the other. One thing after the other. It is not a surprise to you anymore because you expect God to act in his way. You know why it is not a surprise to you anymore? Because your life is not your life. Our life should be full of wonders. We can never get stuck as a man of the world. You can never get stuck. I'm telling you. That is why you see a lot of things. You won't even be praying about it because it's a done deal. Our prayer focus will change when we're focusing on the word. Our prayer topics will change when we're focusing on the word. You don't have to sort it out. You don't need details. Matter of fact, he will not give you details. See, when he told Peter, it's one word. Come. He didn't say, Peter, come. And as you are coming, you go this, you know, take this side. He's the master of the universe. He owns and controls everything in the sea. The moment the word came out, every living creature in the sea obeyed his voice. It started coming. So don't look for details. You don't need it. All you need is the word. Do not focus on the strength of the wind. And the moment he began to focus on the strength of the wind, you see what happened. It began to sink. What can happen to a natural man began to happen to him. That is why situation can be overwhelming. You know, when you focus on the word, in the midst of the situation, people see you flourishing, smiling, full of joy, full of strength. You are basking in his grace. You are enjoying his pleasure. You are focusing on the word, and everything about you is changing. It is not about you anymore. They can be making noise, destroying images, putting words in your head, how it happened to somebody and how it destroyed them, or how it is becoming so tough today. Nobody is making it anymore. Governments are confused. Yeah, they are downsizing in this place. If they are downsizing, what's wrong with that? How does that affect you? Because he puts you there. If he's going to take you out, he has a better place. That's it. He has a better option. Moving you to the next step. When we begin to listen to the noise going on around, then we begin to lose the strength and the power in the word. Then the word will not work anymore. That's why you see people, they will stand and be quoting it, and God, hey, and I believe, but it is not settled in you anymore. That's what happened. It's just going to happen like that. The strength that comes from the word will begin to diminish the moment you are paying attention to your environment. Praise the Lord. When we attempt to fight our own battles with our own strength, then we begin to fail. We begin to sink. You cannot do it. He's the man of war. He's the one. Peter couldn't do it again. But good thing he did something. He cried unto the Lord. Please help me. So it means we can miss it. Get me right. We can miss it because of the pressure, because of whatever. But as you miss it, bounce back. Bounce back immediately. Peter realized that this focus has been shifted. Immediately he cried out, "Master, Lord, help me." And see what Jesus did. He stretched forth his hand. We need to use the ability and strength that he provides. See, in him we live and move and live. All our being, everything we're doing is, it has to be based on the authority of the Lord. That is when you will be unstoppable. But if you move on your own, you will get stuck. You will get stuck. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, in Amplified Version. Whatever we do is to be done with the authority of Jesus. No one, no power, no situation can confront that. Whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence on him, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Brethren, when you move in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are unstoppable. Yes, you are unstoppable. You will flow consistently. Because when he said it, you acted on it. You get up. You move in it. That is why you can do it. If anything is not from the Lord, don't get involved, please. Don't let the enemy deceive you. In your own strength, you cannot do it. You cannot move. I give you 1 year. After 1 year, the whole thing will dissolve. Because it is not supported. It is not according to the authority of the Lord. But if it is of the Lord, if it is of the Lord, I'm telling you, if it is of the Lord, it will stand. It will stand. It's a matter of time. It doesn't have to look like to people, but they will all gather and come back later and say, you know what, you are right. You are right. As I'm closing this morning, I want you to pay attention to what the book of Colossians chapter 2 says from verses 6 through 7. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Verse 7, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. See now how your faith will grow. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thanksgiving. But see what he said before, let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. That is, you base your life on the word of God. Let the word of God become your friend. Spend time. Think about it. Meditate on it. Not just memorizing it. Meditate on it. Think about what you read. And let the Spirit of God take you further in it. Don't just read and move away and gone. You never even think of what you read again. No, that's not how to grow in the Word. Because the Spirit of God wants to bring some revelation, some understanding to you on what you have read. So what you focus at that day should be the Word of God. Read it. And begin to think on it. Even as you continue your job, you're relating with people, you are going over what you have read, the word that you receive. And you will begin to see meanings coming, ideas, understanding will begin to come from the word. But we read, we just go. Yeah, I've read my Bible today. We just get up and move on. We don't even remember. If they ask you, what did you read yesterday? You don't even remember the scripture you read. The book you read. A lot of people don't even remember. But they read the Bible. They did quiet time. They marked the register. I've done it. You can dwell on one verse as long as the Spirit of God takes you. When he's done with you, you will know. And you begin to, this is how we grow. Then your faith will grow. Your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. If you don't think, meditate on what you have read, how can you be taught? How can you receive understanding from it? Like the man in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 3, and like Peter, as we studied today, we have enough reasons to believe the word of God and hold firmly unto it. And our lives, we turn around. Then we see ourselves walking and continue to walk. I pray that the Lord himself will bring clarity and understanding unto us from the word that we have received. If I give God my lifetime, he will take care of me. He knows about our situation before we cry unto him. And he has the solution. That is why we should believe him. Don't just believe and quote the word, but act on the word. Please bow down your heads and talk.